Welcome, everything is fine. This is Witch Place Podcast with your hosts, Jesse
and Snae.
Yay, we're back for episode 4. We're really excited, I guess.
Of course.
Right, yeah, we're excited.
It's 420. We're chilling.
Hey, lit. I hope my voice doesn't sound too weird because I feel like I am still recovering from Coachella, which may be talking about that later.
Of course.
One of my points might be related. So we're going to talk about...
Interesting.
Are we ready?
Yeah. We're talking about this actress. You may know her, Gwyneth Paltrow. There's a lot to talk about.
She's been around a while.
Yeah. I mean, she won her Academy Award, like, how many years
exactly.
ago?
Exactly. A long time ago.
And since then, she's kind of just been there, but also not been there.
Kind of annoying, but
yeah,
we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I go first or you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so let me get it out. Out of the way first, you know, she's friends with Beyonce.
Of course. Yeah, I wrote
that
too.
And Jay-Z, yep. Yes, which obviously...
It's great, but... I'm gonna say, like, was she friends with Beyonce before Chris Martin became friends with Beyonce?
No, and I don't think so.
Is Chris Martin friends with Beyonce and she's friends by extension?
Possibly. So, when I was, like, researching it and stuff... I saw, so Gwyneth likes to, you know, talk a lot, and a lot of people get annoyed of what she talks about, and one of the things was, like, we get it, Gwyneth, you're friends with Beyonce, which, honestly, if I was friends with Beyonce, I would do the exact same thing, and every time I'd get, true. I'd be like,
yeah,
my homie,
yeah,
like, exactly. You know, we go way
even
back.
Even if I met Beyonce one time, I'd be like, yeah, we're best friends.
Exactly. I mean, I'm pretty much best friends.
Exactly.
I was... front row at Beachella, no biggie. But yeah, so I saw that, you know, them four, the two couples, met, like, together, and they do a lot together.
Yeah.
They go to, like, concerts together and stuff.
Yeah.
And they met, like, a long time ago. It said, it was definitely before 2010. Because I think 2010, when I was doing my research, was, like, the first time she talked about, really, their friendship and stuff. And then the last time she's talked about it was, I think, in 2016, which honestly, I thought it would have been longer ago.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's like not too long ago because 2016 was the last time Beyonce kind of did anything.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah. Jay-Z was on a Coldplay song in 2008, I think.
Yeah. I saw that surprisingly. I didn't know this, but both Gwyneth and Chris were not front row, but attended Beyonce and Jay-Z's wedding, which
are there pictures?
I don't think so, but
I feel like
this is what the internet told me, so hopefully that's true.
Oh, I'm sure they
right
did.
Which I was like, oh my god,
sure.
Like
yeah.
That's pretty
no,
close.
They're like very close.
Yeah,
like I know for sure Chris is close with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing is there's pictures from obviously Gwyneth was at the halftime show when Coldplay performed.
Yes.
And Beyonce was there as well because she was performing,
of course.
But there's pictures of Blue Ivy with Gwyneth, and she's literally, like, trying to get out of Gwyneth's arms. But then there's pictures of Blue Ivy with Chris, and they're, like, having, like, the best time. And I'm like,
oh
what
my
kind
God.
Of duality? I think this tells a lot. Babies know a lot.
Yes, I know. So. It's so cute, because I also saw that Gwyneth, she says that her kids call, like, Jay-Z Uncle Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cute.
It's really cute.
Like,
I love their friendship.
Like, I didn't realize that's how close they were. And, of course...
Yeah.
A few years ago, they, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce stayed at Gwyneth's house, like, before they had a house in L.A. Like, they're homies like that.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's cool.
I know, I live for that friendship.
Yeah, I do. So. Yeah.
If Beyonce can tolerate Gwyneth, even if it's by extension of being friends with Chris or whatever, then I feel like Gwyneth can't be that bad.
Exactly. But we'll find out.
We will find out.
So, how many points should that be?
I feel like to have Beyonce in your life is 1,000 points.
Yes, that's what I was hoping.
It's
1,000. Exactly.
No
it truly is.
Well, I guess going off of that, there really isn't no way to go off of that. She's a good pro. Well, I guess since we already talked about Chris, let me just get it out of the way.
Okay, yes.
I'm a Coldplay fan. I will literally defend Chris to the death.
Of course.
We all know this. my life was ruined when they consciously uncoupled. And that phrase has continued to ruin and haunt my life to this very day. It's been like, I don't even know, 4 or 5 years, yes. 4 years. And it's not even a bad phrase. It's just the way people use it.
The phrase is so funny.
The phrase is hilarious.
It's so funny. And I love when people use it, like, not even about relationships. Yeah. They're like, oh, I don't know, my car ran out of gas. Exactly. We consciously uncoupled.
Exactly. Or something. No, like, yeah. And I say this with, like, all the love in my heart. It's truly some dumb shit Chris could have said. Like, it truly is. Like, he could have been like, Gwyneth could have been writing her little blog post, and she could have been like, how do we phrase this, Chris? And he could have literally been like, you know, we're, like, consciously uncoupling. Yeah. Like, we're separating, but we know we're separating.
I know.
It's just such a dumb phrase.
I mean, isn't that the definition of separating? I know. It's two really parties agreeing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny.
Yeah, well, the fact that she was with Chris and Chris could stand her for that many years should be, like, a lot of points. But true. Then the fact that she, I don't know if she left Chris or Chris left her, but the album that followed their breakup was the saddest album.
Was it his Lemonade?
His Lemonade, but, like, sad Lemonade. Like, Lemonade is still, like, there's, like, it's, like, a whole spectrum of emotion. I feel like Ghost Stories is all sad except for Sky Full of Stars, also Rip Avicii. Yeah, so I feel like for breaking up with Chris / him breaking up with her is negative 1,000 points.
Okay.
How dare you hurt my man like that?
Yes.
And then for being with Chris, I guess, well, I don't want to even it out by giving it 1,000 points. Like 500 points.
Okay. What about the term consciously, conscious uncoupling? Because I wrote on mine just that
phrase.
It has
ruined my life.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to say minus 200.
Minus 200?
It has ruined my life. Because they made, like, 5 jokes about it on Jane the Virgin. I hear it to this day.
I've heard people talk about it on other podcasts. Yeah. Like, it's still in the dialogue.
She's ruining Chris's image.
I know.
Like,
tragic.
With that
it's such
post.
Yeah, everyone just makes fun of them.
Exactly.
They're just like, yeah.
And I don't like it, so. Yeah, minus 200.
But it's almost iconic, you know?
It's iconic, like,
you
but,
know.
Like, not good iconic. Like,
okay.
I want people to, like,
it's
talk
infamous.
About, I want people to talk about Chris for, like, other things.
Yeah.
Not consciously uncoupling.
True.
Or being with Gwyneth.
True.
So.
Okay, so I feel like we're going to get into, I don't know if you're going to go into reasons why they broke up, but I remember you telling me
These are my own possible theories.
Yeah, her
these
theories.
I have many fleshed out theories that I talk to, up with people, so
Yeah, so I know this was one of your theories because you told me about it, but before we get to the theory, I wanted to say, you know, she guest starred on the hit television show Glee. Loved Glee.
I did not care for Glee at all.
Love it. And I totally remember her being on it. I thought she was great. She was hilarious. Her name was Holly Holiday, which is like such a fun, happy name. And that's how she was on the show. So I was like, yes, girl, sing. And then I didn't realize she also got an Emmy for.
Did she win
an
Emmy?
Yes.
Shit.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, let her
I know. Honestly, she's almost there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I definitely wanted to give her some points for that because that was a fun time in my life.
Fine.
I wanted to give her 200.
All
is
right.
That agreed?
Yeah, 200. Okay. Yeah, 200
cool.
For being on Glee, I guess.
Yes. And then, you know, one of the creators of Grease. I was going to say Grease. One of the creators of Glee, Brad Falchuk,
yeah.
I think is his name. You know, they're engaged
They are
now.
Engaged now.
They, you know, she did Glee before
May
her
I
and
say,
Chris consciously
what a step
uncoupled.
Down from Chris, like especially Chris now compared to Brad now is a huge step down.
Of course.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if she like got with like Ryan Murphy, that'd be kind of dope. But Ryan Murphy's gay,
yeah,
so it would not happen. But like Ryan Murphy at least has that power. You know, he's making moves.
Yeah,
exactly.
What does Brad do now?
Brad, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him since Glee. Yeah.
To be fair, though, Gwyneth doesn't really do much now either.
True. They kind of just don't do anything together.
Exactly. Perfect.
So,
what
yeah. Exactly. So, of course, I know that was one of your theories on
it
why
was.
They broke up.
Oh, yeah.
Is because of this
because,
man.
Because.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're engaged now, of course. And, like, pretty like soon after they announced the separation, they were together. Obviously I'm assuming Chris and Gwyneth separated months before they announced it, like, you know, most celebrities do that, but this was a quite of a like a quick turnaround.
It was almost a coincidence,
and for her to be only with him since the separation and then to get engaged to him.
Suspicious.
A little suspicious.
A little suspicious. So just keep that in mind.
Exactly.
She got some, I don't know.
There's literally a song on Ghost Stories called Another's Arms.
Ooh.
About the other person being with somebody else.
She might be a cheetah.
Yeah. Yikes. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
It's possible.
Yep.
It's doable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many points for that?
Also, -200.
We're just evening.
I know. We are. Yeah. Exactly. It's just going to be a solid zero at the end.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like that's how I kind of feel about her, though.
Yeah. True.
Because she's been famous for so long, I feel like right now she's like really mellowed out, but mm-hmm. there has been like some things she's done in her career which are like not good.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ups and a lot of downs.
Yeah,
like
yeah, equals. I guess though, if we're talking about like her being in movies or TV shows, we'll have to give her bonus points for being in Marvel movies.
Oh yes, I put that on my thing too.
Pepper mm-hmm. Pot.
She is Miss Pot.
She's making her bank like guest. Like,
oh yeah,
literally
she's
guest
smart.
Appearing on like Spider-Man.
Yeah, she's actually pretty smart because she's just like, I'm not gonna be in a whole movie anymore. Like,
yeah, you
no
know
thanks.
She's making a lot of money from that too.
I'm gonna get my coin.
Name is literally mm-hmm. before Zendaya's name in Spider-Man: Homecoming, and I'm like, she's in it for like 5 minutes.
And it was a surprise. I didn't
exactly.
know she was gonna be in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Every time she shows up in a Marvel movie, I'm like literally reminded of everything.
Except I like her in the Marvel movie.
Yeah, no, I do too.
Like my little heart flutters.
I know. I do too. I was like, okay, yeah. There she
I know.
Is.
I was like,
she's good.
That was cute.
Yeah. I don't hate her, so.
Yes.
I guess we'll give her, like, +400 for being in Marvel movies.
True, true that, true that. Also, gonna talk about some of her movies. I only wanted to say this because she won an Academy Award for it, mm-hmm. and I love pronouncing it Shakespeare in Love. So, if you don't know that reference, what are you doing? I've made two references to this movie today. Mm-hmm. It's from, can't tell you which one, but it's from one of the scary movies.
Okay.
And it's, what's her name? Regina Hall, mm-hmm. I believe. Yes, is the one saying it. And she's in the movie theater. And she, like, answers her phone. And she's like, hey, girl, I'm watching Shakespeare in Love. And ever since then, I've loved that pronunciation.
I don't think I've seen any of her non-Marvel movies.
I've never seen this movie.
Seen her acting in anything mm-hmm. other than Marvel.
I just
which
know
she's, like,
it's
not
iconic,
that great
maybe. In. Yeah,
I think,
true.
Yeah. I mean, at that time, maybe it was the best movie, or maybe she was the
true.
Best actress.
This was in 1998, so different time.
Yeah, she won her Academy Award early, and
yeah.
like, I'm over.
I know, which honestly is kind of cool. Like, I like when people win their actors early,
yeah.
or actors
she was super
Oscars
young,
early.
Yeah.
But then it's like, then you have so much pressure to, like,
that's true.
Keep being on top.
That's true, and I feel like
which
she didn't
she
really
didn't do.
Live up to
no.
that at all, so
yeah.
good for her, I guess.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I'm only going to give that, like, 100.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Yeah. I just wanted to say it
say,
like
just
that.
Put it
exactly.
out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess if we're talking about, like, how she didn't really want to live up to that pressure or didn't mm-hmm. feel pressured to do it, it's just, like, we all know she runs her own, like, website slash blog now called goop.com.
I hate that word.
Yeah.
You know how people be like, I hate moist. I'm
yeah,
just like, I don't
goop.
Care about moist.
Yeah.
But Goop?
Goop is a nickname
Yuck.
I have for Gwyneth. some people I know also call her Goop. It's really great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Shout out to them if they listen. but yeah, well, I guess like she talks a lot about like health and wellness stuff on her website, which is great. But to be honest, most of it is like an absolute joke and it's a scam.
She's a scammer.
Like, it almost seems to me that either she, like, is running out of ideas and will literally believe anything,
ugh.
Or she's just so gullible, or she doesn't care because, like, some of the things that she puts out on her site, like, could, like, she's a public figure. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people, surprisingly, do really like her and, like, are huge fans of her, so they will do whatever she says. So when she says things like, steam your vagina, or, like, put things up there
yeah.
that, like, really you probably shouldn't put up there.
Yeah,
like,
don't.
People might do it. A lot of people are going to make fun of her for it, which they did. But, like, people will do it, and they will spend thousands of dollars on the dumb shit that she has on her website. Like, one plain white t-shirt cannot cost me $600. Oh, it's a wide variety
no.
of costs, but it's super expensive. Like, I don't really know who her target audience is. Like, is it just her celebrity friends? Because sure, they can afford a t-shirt that's $600. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know about most people.
I would not. Yeah. Not even, like, you know how much I love Beyonce. I would not buy a $600 shirt for her. But I did buy a $40 shirt. I bought some of her merch
all
today.
All band merch is $40 minimum.
Exactly.
It has never not been.
No, exactly. Yeah. So.
So I feel like for the dumb shit she puts on her website and the existence of Goop.com mm-hmm. is like negative $600.
Agreed. Yuck. Yeah, I don't think I really knew about that website until I was doing my research.
Yeah.
I'm realizing I don't really know too much about her.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking, this is one of my points, but we were talking about her, like, a week or two ago, mm-hmm. and I don't remember if you said it or I said it, but she's the famous daughter of this actress, who I believe his name is Blythe Danner, I wrote that down, who is iconic in the Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, and Little Fockers movies. So I was so shook. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm learning so much.
Exactly. No, yeah, she's been famous since she was, like, a child.
Yeah, and I did not realize that.
Yeah, lest we forget Steven Spielberg is her godfather.
Oh, yeah. We kind of hinted at that a few episodes ago.
We talked about that with our first episode.
Oh, first episode, yeah, true.
Drew Barrymore is her sister, step... Well, no,
God
step, God sister.
There you go, yes.
Yeah, 200 points for Steven Spielberg.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, 200 points. Including in that is going to be her mom
the,
as well.
Like, one of the best directors of all time being your freaking godfather.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
They need to remake the movie Godfather, but it's about Steven Spielberg.
But it's about Steven Spielberg. And then, I would watch it.
Oh my God. And Gwyneth and Drew just have, like, a rivalry. Like, they want his love.
Oh
but, like,
God.
His love in form of, like, being in movies.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
Right?
Perfect.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Oh. Wow.
We're filmmakers.
We are. No
we're
one's still that.
We're leaving this podcast. We're filmmaking.
We're hitting pause right now. We're going to go film it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back.
I'm just going to send a little Instagram message to Gwyneth.
Yeah. You know, we'll get her.
Speaking of
we have
Instagram,
connections.
I don't really interact with her Instagram and I don't really follow her.
Ooh,
but
do
she
not.
Does from time to time post really great content of Chris. So, you know, I gotta hit that like button every time she does.
You know, you do a little screenshot.
Yeah, okay, I gotta do a little screenshot, I got a little tweet about it. Plus 100 points for that Chris content.
Okay.
Coming through.
Yes. I'm noticing that all of our points for her aren't really things about her or for her. It's
really
just like her connections.
Her.
Yeah. Like things happening
well,
around
I got
her.
Something about her.
Okay.
Like she has said a lot of quotes that aren't great.
Oh my God, I have
there's an entire
so
article.
Many quotes.
Oh yeah. I don't know if you have this one. She literally said, I think to have a regular job and be a mom is not as, of course there are challenges, but it's not like being on set.
Wow. She just said that being an actor is harder than being a working mom.
Yeah.
Which.
Exactly. To have a quote unquote regular job.
Sweetie.
Yeah.
You have like 10 nannies.
Exactly.
Sweetie.
Yeah. You can bring your kids to set. Like.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah.
They
can
have
that.
Tutors.
Yeah. You're making enough money that you're not constantly working.
Ooh, speaking of money.
Uh-huh.
I also quote, I am who I am. I can't pretend to be somebody who makes $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
Those two quotes right there do not make any sense.
Exactly.
How are you going to, like, shit on working moms, but then be like, I could never do it.
I know. I like, can't pretend like I'm poor.
Yeah. I can't pretend I'm poor. I can't pretend I have
kids.
Like,
it's great, but like, I think you need to be more mindful of people who don't make as much money as you and how their lives are definitely harder than yours.
Mm-hmm.
With your, like, five houses, I'm sure, a joint income, like, you are fine. You're more than fine. Yeah.
You've literally been fine your whole life.
Another quote, she literally said, if she's basically shitting on poor people, I'd rather smoke crack than eat cheese from a tin. She literally said this. Like, there are people who, like, I get it, you want to eat healthy, like, you don't let your kids eat any junk food, like, they're forced to eat kale 24/7, it's great, but, like, there's people out there who can't afford all, like, fresh produce every single day, all the time.
I have a quote also like that, that says, I would rather die than let my kid eat cup of soup.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
There's people who literally have to live.
Yes. Have
on
you?
That.
Oh my gosh. If I could, like, let her, like, trade places with her.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, well, like, I've thought about trading places with
her. Oh, yeah, of course. But even now.
I know.
Just, girl.
Yeah, like, there, it's one thing to, like, be health conscious and, like, push for, like, health, basically. Yeah. But, like, you also have to keep in mind not everyone can afford to be healthy all the time.
I know. I wish I could eat acai bowls every single day of my life.
Yeah.
But I had a leftover pancake today for breakfast that my roommates made.
Like, exactly.
That's where I'm at.
Exactly.
And I'm not complaining. Thank you, roommates.
Uh-huh.
One more annoying quote.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Remember we talked, I think, in episode one also about Drew Barrymore when she came after our mans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't come after one of my mans. She came after one of my girls.
Yeah.
She is so mean. I don't like her. She says, quote, "Even actresses that you really admire, like Reese Witherspoon, you think another romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You see her in something like Walk the Line, amazing movie, and think, God, you're so great. And then you think, why is she doing these stupid romantic comedies? But of course, it's for money and status."
Of course.
Once again, shaming people for doing work to make money. Like, girl, not everyone.
Not like her content is all that great.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I was like, okay, at least Reese Witherspoon has a Walk the Line and a Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's talk about her rom-coms. Legally Blonde.
Exactly.
That movie with the guys you like. This Means War.
Oh. Love that.
I still haven't watched.
Oh my gosh. Literally the greatest movie. Let's take a little break.
I'm going to go watch it right now.
It's really dumb, but it's literally Chris Pine and Tom Hardy. And they both look extremely hot. Like, this is like... Like, sometimes Chris Pine doesn't look that great. Sometimes Tom Hardy doesn't look that great in movies. This is, like, both of them look super hot. And they're basically just fighting with each other. And it's great.
I would love to be Reese.
Wouldn't we all?
Of course. I know. Reese, definitely in the good place.
I know.
Even when I was, like, recently, like, doing my own research on Reese for no reason whatsoever. just because.
Yeah.
And did you know that she got arrested with her husband?
What?
This was like, I want to say 2013 or 2014. So not even that long ago.
Wow.
But her husband, okay, this part is bad. Like, her husband got pulled over for, like, a suspected DUI.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, negative a billion points right there, obviously, for her husband. And then Reese... It got all mad because the cop was being mean to her husband and was just like, "Do you know who I am?" She's just like, "You can't do this to us."
And it's just, I don't like when celebrities do that.
But it's so funny because she's like all drunk.
Okay.
And she's just like, "I'm pregnant." And then, and then later she goes on like Good Morning America or whatever. And she's like, "I'm not pregnant."
Oh, God. Wow.
I know. She's like, I don't know why I said that. And I was like, you know what? That is hilarious.
That is
like,
funny.
Reese, down to earth. Reese would never say something like this to Gwyneth. Like, she is a homie.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like Reese would shade her in behind closed doors.
Oh, definitely. Behind closed doors.
Go off.
I'm sure a lot of people have.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Beyonce does. Like, I know Beyonce and her are friends, but I'm sure every now and then Beyonce's just like,
oh.
Girl.
Gwyneth is the epitome of white feminism.
Yeah,
at most times.
Girl.
Like, she definitely talks about, what were we, like, before that, all her, like, quotes,
oh,
I guess. Like,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
like, negative 800.
Oh, yeah. Negative 800, for sure.
Yeah, and just, like, one more thing about the health thing. So, basically, I feel like she talks about and participates in activism when it's convenient for her. And it's very, like, minor. She did this, like, $29 food stamp challenge. Which was for, like, to raise money and awareness for the food bank for New York City. And also, so what she had to do was live on $29 for the week, which is what low-income families were trying to survive on. And, like, you could take this as, like, a good thing or a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
because it's, like, it's great that she's, like, recognizing that there's people who literally have to survive on only $29 a week for food. But it's also, like, she, after this week, which she wasn't able to complete, she said she gave herself a C- for this challenge. Like, after that week, she's gonna go back to her rich lifestyle.
Yeah.
Probably spend, like,
$1,000 a week.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like, it's gonna go back to the same. So, like, I feel like she should have, upon hearing, like, oh, people have to live on $29 a week, just donate that money, raise awareness somewhere else, rather than participating in that.
Because
it's almost just, like, it's like dressing up as a different culture. It's like, after, at the end of the day, you're not oppressed. You're not, like, facing those hardships. You get to take that costume off.
I know. it's funny that she would do that and still say all those quotes that we mentioned earlier.
Exactly.
I feel like she was trying to do her own, like, undercover boss, you know, like, how they go in and see what their employees are doing.
Yeah.
But then they actually do things good at the end to help out their employees, whereas she should have, like, I don't know, like, found, like, a group of families that were living like this and then be like, you know what, I'm going to give you each, like, $100 a week or something. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, you can do that.
Exactly.
But
yeah, I think the quotes were definitely from, like, earlier, like, mid-2000s, whereas this, like, $29 food stamp challenge might have been, like, early 2010s.
Okay.
So, like, kind of like we mentioned earlier, like, she's definitely better now than she was earlier, and I think she's, like, learned a lot. Maybe that's Beyoncé's impact.
Maybe. Ooh, I'm sensing a pattern here.
I think it's Beyoncé's impact.
I think so.
Like, you can't. Beyonce will not put up with this shit.
Oh, you know
she wouldn't.
No.
And, like, especially Beyonce now, there's no way she would be friends with Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Like, Gwyneth 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, I think it's Beyonce.
True, I think so.
Yeah, but, so the food stamp challenge, I guess really no points to take or give, but I think that was just something to, like, bring up.
Yeah. So, I only have a couple things left, because I literally, I just, like, have really no opinion.
Yeah.
Besides, obviously, us going off on her.
Yeah,
but one of the things is, because I recently saw this movie called Seven, mostly starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, and then she's also in it. And honestly, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this actually goes off. But she wasn't in it too much, so that's why I liked it.
Of course.
But I didn't know that her and Brad Pitt were engaged.
Yeah.
What?
Who hasn't Brad Pitt been with?
Honestly.
At this point.
I'm like, do we do a Brad Pitt episode?
I think we should.
I think we should.
We should.
You heard it here first. We
gotta do it. Next week is Brad Pitt.
It's happening.
Probably. Oh, no. Next week is our
Avengers
episode.
Yes. So maybe the last week.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll do something. Because I was just shook. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting coupling there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I really want to give it. Points or
yeah,
points.
I think it's just interesting to know.
Exactly.
I know who has, at this point, yeah, like, truly. Who hasn't been engaged with
Brad Pitt. I truly did not know
if you
this.
Were big in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
You were with Brad Pitt. Ugh,
to be, like, our age in the 90s.
I know.
Ooh. Oh, my God. So many crazy things happened. We should do, like, a 90s-themed episode where we,
just,
like
events are good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're full of ideas today.
We are. I know.
Yeah. Well, I have one good thing about her. Is that she just, I think, like, in within the past week, like, she announced that she's donating a percentage of group profits to DonorsChoose.org, which is, like, so it's, like, for public school teachers, they get, like, the funds that they need to teach so they don't have to spend their own money, because a lot of teachers have to do that. Yeah, it's a collaboration, I think, with Stephen Colbert. They're doing, like, products that you would find on Goop, but they're, like, so when people buy them, the portion of, like, the proceeds are going to the DonorsChoose.org. So that's, like, a good thing she's doing.
Yeah,
like, she's helping out, and I'm sure her kids don't go to public school, but she's helping public school teachers, so that's good.
I'm noticing that she's, like, done a lot of bad things, but she's actually...
She's kind of making up
for it. Making up for it. Like,
a little bit.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a step in the right direction.
She also spoke out about Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh.
And I think Harvey Weinstein said something like he lied about having sex with her to, like... To, I think, like, scare other actresses or something like that, but, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I that's, like, really terrible. So, I do feel, obviously, bad for her. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think for, like, her now, I think I'd give her, like, plus 500.
She's
improving herself.
That is an improvement. I kind of just have one last thing, and it's kind of dumb. And I should have said this earlier when we were talking about her being engaged.
Mm-hmm.
She went... And this was recently. This was, like, maybe a couple weeks ago, I want to say. She went to Mexico for her bachelorette party. And who took her out there? Your favorite, Cameron Diaz.
I knew they were friends.
I
despise this friendship.
Literally.
I mean, Chris and Gwyneth are friends with, like, so many celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But Cameron Diaz.
I know. I wanted to get that so that we could take away points.
I know.
And so that I can mention Cameron Diaz again.
If I don't get pictures of Chris at this wedding.
Wait, that is kind of awkward. You want him to be at her wedding?
Oh, I'm sure. They're so close. Like, there's pictures of them. Like, they hang out all the time.
True.
They just went to, like, of course, I know all the details. I think they were just in, like, London together, like, as a family.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they're super, like, there's a picture of Chris with Brad on her Instagram, and the caption is literally called Modern Family or something.
Oh,
like,
my
god! It's
gosh.
Absolutely hilarious. I feel like we should post that on
Instagram,
but it's, like, they're totally, like, I think Chris will for sure be there.
Mm-hmm.
Chris also has a girlfriend. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we're not dragging her today.
some other day, maybe. But yeah, like, I totally think he'll be there, and I need to see the pictures.
Yeah. So. Oh, wow. I mean, I knew that they were, like, still buddies, but I didn't realize they were still that close. That's so weird.
Yeah. It's literally called Sunday Brunch, # Modern Family.
Okay, this picture is, like, literally looks like it could be us right now. We're sitting in the same way.
We really are. Reese Witherspoon commented the 100 emoji and the red heart emoji.
Oh, my God. Reese, Gwyneth doesn't even like you.
Just can't. Yeah.
Reese, you're better than this.
This photo is too much. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I wanted to take away points for her being friends with Cameron Diaz.
Thank you.
Just
wait,
for
I
you.
Thought you liked Cameron Diaz.
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe we'll have
I'm
to
glad
do
it. You.
I know, honestly.
I really hate her.
Do you?
Just a little. Yeah, take those points away. Please.
Okay, I'm taking these.
I know. You can't be friends
away.
With Beyonce and Cameron Diaz.
I know,
could you
it doesn't
Beyonce
make sense.
And Cameron Diaz. Oh, my. Same?
Wait, but maybe because Beyonce did the song for, as like, you know, with Destiny's Child, did the song for Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Which Cameron is in.
Damn.
So who knows? And honestly, I feel like Cameron for sure has to be a Beyonce fan.
Do you think Beyonce is going to be at the wedding?
Oh my gosh. I don't know because, like, I would love for that just because I love Beyonce being at events.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like...
Does Beyonce do anything?
No. I feel like at this point you have to be either Kelly, Michelle, or Solange for Beyonce to go out of her house.
Yeah. No, truly.
So,
I agree.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. I do like that all their kids, oh, well, we're talking about Chris and Beyonce, which we're really not. One of the twins' names is Rumi, and I just want to say, Chris is a huge fan of Rumi, like the poet.
Oh my god!
Literally, on the new album that they released 2 years ago, so not so new, but
before Rumi
a
was
Rumi
born.
Poem, like, born. In, like, an actual song, just, like, a reciting of it,
oh
and obviously that was before the twins were born.
Yes.
So either, like, Beyonce told Chris about Rumi, or... Chris told Beyonce about Rumi, but literally one of the twins' names
is
Rumi.
Oh my god,
so.
I did not know this.
Yeah,
I
feel like I've definitely told you this.
There's
no way I wouldn't have.
I don't know, but it makes so much sense because, like, obviously, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce's, like, I don't know if it was their wedding song, but it was for sure is their song.
I've seen
is
that
Yellow.
Video of them singing Yellow. You know
so
I have.
Cute. So cute. Honestly, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Chris.
I know. Truly.
Kings and queens of the good place.
Truly kings and queens of the good place. Oh, yeah. They put the concert on in the good
they
place.
They are. It's Beachella every day in the
exactly.
good place. Oh, why aren't I there yet?
I'm glad we're not talking about Gwyneth anymore.
I know.
But, oh, wait, what is she? I feel like she's in a good place.
She is barely.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I just deleted it. Wait.
Shoot.
Okay, no. I got it. Honestly, I don't know. I think it was 100 points.
Oh my god, she barely made it.
Yeah, but also it might have been at zero. Okay.
So I think we're at the conclusion we were at the beginning is like, her now is much better than she was before.
Yes.
She has redeeming qualities.
She has like a foot in the door.
Yeah.
So it's up to her if she's going to keep walking through that door or if she's going to...
Exactly.
Sashay back out.
Good on her publicist for, like, keeping her out of the public eye,
true.
I guess. Like,
I
obviously
know.
There's, like, the occasional article about her, but it's usually about the dumb shit she posts on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like if she had
a
Twitter and was tweeting annoying stuff.
She's too much.
But yeah.
But she's not harming anyone.
Exactly.
So.
She's just being annoying.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
She's in the good place, but is, like,
she might
that
be
person
first,
who's, like, annoying.
She might be her first, like, medium place person.
Yeah, I
and
would
I truly
say,
feel like she belongs in the medium place.
I know, I would say for sure. Okay, let's say medium place.
Yeah, wow.
What a surprise.
It only took us 4 episodes to get here.
I was so surprised, though, because I thought you were totally going to be, like, negative billion points
for
everything.
I really went into this, like, wanting to be not super opinionated. I mean, obviously, I did give her 1,000 points just for being with Chris.
Of course.
Which... deserved.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm glad I wasn't.
We're so unbiased.
I love us.
Us.
But like behind, like, once this podcast is over, you know we're not.
Oh yeah. You know we're not gonna go run to buy tickets buy whatever.
Exactly.
$1,000 shirt she's gonna post on her
shit. No.
We're not those people.
Exactly.
But we'll
let her
slide.
Give her a pass.
Exactly. She gets a free card, a free get out of jail card, if you will.
She's in limbo right now. Yes. So we might need to reassess her in a year.
True. Find Who out knows what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
Okay. Bye, Janet time. Ugh. The best okay. time. I'll go first. Do you want me to do both of mine?
Yeah, do yours.
Okay. So my first one was, you know the TV show Black-ish?
Yes.
We both watch occasionally, yeah. but we don't
catch an episode yeah, once.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah. We know what's going on, though. So I was, my mom was watching an episode, and I was like, let me watch the end of this episode. So I watched the previews for mm-hmm. it. And in the previews, it was, you know, talking about how Beau and Dre aren't getting along, which are the mom and dad of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this, like...
They can't. No.
So I was like, let me watch this episode.
Ugh.
Oh,
really?
My gosh.
Oh, man.
From the first minute of the episode, they were already fighting.
Are you serious?
It was so sad to watch.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. And every time I watch the episode, I'm cackling. Mm-hmm. It's the funniest show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, on the verge of tears. And I don't even watch this show religiously. I was just like, are you kidding me? It was so sad. They were like, they realized, you know, they were fighting. And then they, like, took a step back and they're like, oh, you know, something's up with us. Let's go to couples counseling.
Ugh.
So I was like, okay, they're going to couples.
I don't like therapy. That storyline in TV shows. I feel like it's every TV show.
Because every time it happens, they break up.
Yeah.
It, like, doesn't help. So then they go. And then it kind of helps, but not really.
Ugh.
And, you know, they just had a baby, mm-hmm. so half the time they were kind of fighting about the baby.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they were happy because the baby started walking, and that was, like, one of the reasons why they were fighting. So I was like, yay, they're happy.
Yeah.
And then they go back to fighting. It was so sad. And then I watched the previews for the next episodes. Like, the next episodes are all going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the kids, like, crying. And the kids are like, what's gonna happen, what's happening? And I was like, are you kidding me?
That's like, it's unnecessary.
It is so unnecessary. If they break up,
yeah,
I'm gonna be so mad at Black-ish.
Yeah, I really don't think they needed to do Black-ish at the same time that they needed to do what's it called, Grown-ish.
Oh,
like, I think it's so a good overlap, but I don't think it has to continue. Like, it seems like they're running out of story ideas mm-hmm. if they're really gonna make the parents fight. Like, it's
literally
so unnecessary.
I know. I was so shook. So that was one of my bad Janets
yes.
of the week. My other one is kind of a two-parter. So, you know, obviously I went to Beachella last weekend, mm-hmm. super lit, and, you know, they live-streamed it, so I've been kind of watching it again, but they're not live-streaming this weekend,
I know,
and I'm
I heard.
Very upset about
I
that, because not only did I want to rewatch Beyonce, I wanted to rewatch other people,
yeah.
and I won't even be able to do that, so, like, Coachella, why?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, another thing is, you know, people who went there...
This was
like,
going to be my...
Yeah. Okay, we can tag team yeah. if this is part of yours. You know, people who went like to act like mm-hmm. they didn't care about Beyonce's
uh-huh.
performance. Sweetie, every single person at Coachella was standing
exactly.
in front of that main stage, was getting their life,
mm-hmm.
was singing and dancing along. So how are you going to, you know, talk to me a few days later and be like, I don't know, Beyonce, really? She was your favorite?
Yeah,
girl.
Exactly.
Girl.
What do you mean, really she was
Really,
your
she was my favorite?
She was the only one trending on Twitter for 3 days
yeah.
straight.
Yeah. Did
like,
your fave get 2 million tweets
I
about
know.
Them? I don't think so.
Exactly.
The people who was performing at the same time as Beyonce, I know you didn't go watch
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
You can't tell me that the other two headliners were better than Beyonce.
Absolutely not.
Girl,
Absolutely
what?
Not.
I know.
I know.
Literally, it took all of my life to
yeah.
just be like, why did you even go?
Exactly.
You know? But these are the rich white kids that go every year and
mm-hmm.
don't care about who's performing because they just want to get drunk and high or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know, I can't fix dumb, so I'll let you have it. Like,
yeah. Mine's kind of about that as well. It's basically about all my friends, not including Jesse, of course,
mm-hmm.
Who were at Coachella, not a single post about Beyonce. And how many posts
yeah.
did I see about Eminem? The following night?
Too many.
And it's not
even
like, oh, you were enjoying Beyonce so much that, like, you didn't pull
yeah.
out your phone because I saw, like, 500 minutes of video from every other performance
mm-hmm.
they went to. I just want to know, I don't even, actually don't want to know the reasoning.
No,
I know,
there's
why,
no
I know
reason.
Why you didn't go to Beyonce
yeah.
and I know why you were getting lit to Eminem.
Uh-huh.
It's because you're
white.
You're white. Yeah, you're white. There's a lot of things that could have made that happen, but it's just not right.
Exactly. Like, and I know Beyonce is definitely not for the white people. That performance was not for the white people.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But she's still saying her good songs. You still could have recorded, gave us a little snippet of what your view was.
Exactly.
Because I had the best view.
She really did.
But I wanted to see what other people's view was, but I didn't even get to see that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or people that's their fault. Who were like, Beyonce's so overrated. And then after Coachella, they're like, oh my God, Beyonce? Like, I literally cried. She changed my life.
I know.
I'm like, literally, can you not?
I've been saying this for how many years?
Exactly.
Like, y'all think I'm dumb. Like, y'all think I don't have reasons behind this.
Uh-huh.
I have every single reason.
Exactly.
So, sit down.
Exactly.
Just wait till next year Coachella to be a disappointment because it'll never top it.
I know.
No one can ever
I mean,
top
The Weeknd
it.
Is great. I would have loved to see The Weeknd, but, like, there's no way he was better
still,
than Beyonce.
Yeah.
By many miles.
He was cute, but it wasn't her.
Exactly.
So, no thanks.
Yeah. I'm glad I remembered my bad Janet.
Yeah, I know.
It's really hard to come up with one for these podcasts.
Honestly, I was very surprised how hard it is to come up with one.
Exactly, because we complain all the time, or
we
at least
do.
I do.
Yeah.
We can't really publicly complain about a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
I know. You'll just have to become friends with us.
Exactly.
And
we're taking applications.
Yeah. Find it on OrgSync.
Exactly.
Find it on Google Docs.
A little Chapman joke for you.
I know. Okay. So that's pretty much the end of our podcast.
Yeah. I got a shout out real quick.
Oh, shout out.
For my friend Sydney. Thank you for suggesting Gwyneth. Thank
you
for helping me out with some of these points. And thank you for letting me vent to you all the time. So,
If anyone listening wants to have us talk about someone, feel free to send us a text, tweet, DM, whatever you want to do, somehow get in contact with us and we will talk about whoever you want to talk about. Also, you know, thanks for everyone listening to us on, you know, iTunes. We're on iTunes. We have 5 reviews on iTunes too.
I saw that.
I was
five
so
stars.
Shook. 5 stars. Thank you
out
to
five.
Y'all five. Exactly. You guys can also listen to us on Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. Those are more for the Android people. Keep leaving us comments and reviews. That'd be great. Much appreciated. Do you want to plug your stuff?
Same. Instagram is at Violet Hills.
And my Instagram and Twitter is at Jessie the Jet. And then the podcast Instagram and Twitter is at Which Place Pod, and our website is basementbuzz.com/which place. And yay! Listen to us next week. Thanks, you guys. Bye bye.